Local officials are coordinating a crime study with the goal of creating ways to reduce crime and lessen criminal activity. The project launches this morning at 8 a.m. in the Emmy Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall at ULM. Monroe City Council Chairman Ray Armstrong is helping lead the project and joins me in studio. Well, Dr. Armstrong, thank you for joining us and sharing more about this crime study. Tell us, how did this first begin, the work towards this study?
The work on crime study developed because of the awareness of crime in not only our community but all over the country and efforts that there are to eliminate crime. So this is the way it started.
Several months ago, I understand, you started involving some processes about getting together a plan to address crime in our area?
I looked at crime in our area. I looked at the people who come to our area, Washtenaw Parish, and they see crime here, and they read the internet. So we wanted to address this to make sure that people have accurate information and that they understand that we as a parish will do something to fight and eliminate crime.
Who's involved in this study? Is it an open invitation to become a part of this?
This is an open invitation. I think it's important that the entire parish joins behind this initiative to fight crime. The people who've been invited is every municipality, every police department, the sheriff, the district attorney, business, the chamber of commerce, judges, legislators, and then to get to the grassroots part of this, we've involved interfaith groups that will come and participate in this also.
What are some of the priorities? How are you looking to address what is needed to lessen criminal activity in our area?
The study really needs to address crime from the root causes of crime, such as generational poverty, and looking at education and joblessness, loss of opportunities, to crime on the streets, including drugs and gangs. And the sheriff and district attorney say that probably 85% to 90% of crime in Washtenaw Parish is drug-related. Well, if it is drug-related, then we need to have strong efforts to address this at a grassroots level, because by the time that a criminal is deeply involved with drugs, it's too late. We need to do everything we can and look at social issues that address this. This involves also strengthening of families and faith-based organizations to strengthen our community and support our community.
You mentioned the issue of drugs. You know, there's been recent news with the Metro Narcotics Unit. Now we're talking about Washtenaw Parish Sheriff's Department kind of leading an additional task force helping out in some of the areas in Monroe. How does this type of crime study help to complement the work that is already going on?
The Sheriff's Department is heavily involved in this initiative, and it is highly supportive of this initiative. So they will be a part of determining what's there. But the end result is that there are grants that we will apply for, and there are major Department of Justice grants that are available. And if this happens, then it will support training. It will support boots on the street. It will look at restoring confidence between the public and the police. It will look at cooperative agreements between the police, the community, the university, and governments all working together. And it goes far beyond crime. Social justice has to be at the root causes of crime.
What can you tell us about these grants? Are they new? Have they been on the books?
The Department of Justice has a COPS program. It's been available for 20 years, and in the last 20 years, they've awarded $14 billion to 13,000 of 18,000 available police communities. This grant, if and when applies, it's no assurance that we will get the grant, but I am enthusiastic that if we can do our homework by the time that this comes around this coming April, that we will qualify for this $1.125 million grant that will help and supplement police at all levels.
We talk about law enforcement being involved in this. From a community perspective, as far as businesses becoming involved in addressing crime, your thoughts on that and how that can work into this study?
Well, these kind of initiatives, what we're doing, are not unique in Monroe. You see these things popping up all over the country. Many, many cities have gotten involved. And so what business is saying is that if people have the perception that crime is great in a community, there is some detriment to business and people coming to a community that has high crime levels. We don't want to address this. We want to give them true levels of what the crime rates are, and we want the entire public, the world indeed, anybody who looks at the web, and we want them to see that the entire parish, everyone in this community, will unite to fight crime. Crime is the enemy.
You mentioned some of the short-term goals about learning some of the root causes. Long-term, how do you see this project evolving?
This project, if it's done right and appropriately, is a generational issue. It will involve years and years. There are things that can be done on short-term levels and looking at high-tech solutions to crime. For example, cameras. There are multiple uses of cameras. There are neighborhood watches that have cameras. There are cameras on police cars. The police themselves have cameras. You can look at cameras to do a license plate reading, and there are even cameras that are popping up on drones. So if a police unit looks at a crime scene, then they can look at the sides of the building, but a drone can look from above. And those are some of the high-tech approaches, and there are many other high-tech approaches that are being looked at to address crime.
Yeah, you mentioned it being generational. Obviously, we don't want to leave out the younger generation as far as schools and higher education involved in this study.
I think that education is key. Years ago, I started looking at education in the community and found out that, once again, we're not unique in saying that we need to look at kids 3 and 4 and 5 years old and looking at mentors and looking at the importance of families and not only education and appropriate mentoring, but also looking at the lessons that a family and mentors can give and bring in children up in the proper fashion.